Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show.
All right, folks. Hey, we're back. And it is Monday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman. Kim Wade, I am coming to you live from WYAB 1039 FM. Well, folks, it is Monday. Glad to be back. We didn't get shot. There's a few who did. Man, dude. I think the criminal element in Jackson has realized that the JPD, the justice system in Jackson, has reached the tipping point so that you can, in fact, you got probably a better than 50-60% chance of getting away with murder. Okay? You got a real good chance of getting away with it. And I think that's what you're seeing with all these folks getting shot up. I mean, dude. They finding folks, man, just room temperature acclimated to the C-mite. Two or three at a time now. Man, we got to be up to about 50 or 60 already. But once again, your host, Radio Strongman. I told you it was never going to get any better under these people. And you know who I'm talking about, them folks. There's just no way forward with that. Unless you got the ban, I can't say the letter, ends. Nice people. You're going to have to ban them. But anyway, folks, I need to give you an update. The beloved leader of the MAGA movement, America's greatest president, all around great guy, my man and yours, Don J. Trump. The judge in the trial has determined that, in fact, his money is green, that $175 million he put up in bond is good. Letitia James got shut down in her effort. Basically, all they're doing is just trying to call consternation and strife to Donald J. Trump, a man who cannot be ruffled. Like Paul said, whether I base or I bound, I'm good. God's grace is sufficient for the golden hair one. So for all you folks thought he was going to have his properties confiscated, it ain't going to happen. Not from Letitia James this time. And of course, the criminal trial of Donald J. Trump is taking place. Opening arguments began today. And folks, Trump is going to be all right in this endeavor. He's just got to go through the fire. But I would caution you, in fact, I would suggest you get out your bloodstained pen and write this in blood, what I'm getting ready to tell you. That after the 2024 elections, regardless of who wins, but particularly if Joe Biden or whoever they put in this place or whoever's pulling his string or whatever, if they were to retain 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, write this in blood. I'm not going to be found wrong on this. These people are going to go full bore on the Second Amendment. Now, you're seeing what they're doing with Donald Trump. You're seeing the illegality of what they're doing to Donald Trump in courtrooms all across this country. Folks, it's going to be worse than that on the average American citizen who happens to be Christian, patriot, and rednecks. as the ATF told the congressman, man, we ain't got to tell you why we kill people. We just do. That's how we roll. We ATF, fool. What's up? They were inquiring why the guy got shot up there in Arkansas. And the, where was the other gentleman at? Was it Idaho somewhere? Folks, it's only going to get worse. I'm telling you. The left, the Uniparty, the rhinos, the demonic Democrats, these people are getting ready to unleash hell on the rest of us. And I've been saying for a long time, folks, we may as well get them before they get us. It's time to draw a hard line. But again, when you finally realize what the strong man is saying is what needs to be did and done, it just means you're going to have to fight harder because you're fighting with your back against the wall. When we had the opportunity to peel some caps back at the earlier phase of this thing, you didn't want to do it. And I keep telling you, America, as we knew it, as we grew up, as we inherited from our parents and grandparents, is gone. Our leadership is totally compromised. They don't work on behalf of the American people or America. You saw that with the vote on Ukraine funding and money to Israel. They don't give a damn about America. They were waving Ukrainian flags. And they gave not one red cent for the securing the American border. America is gone. Our military has sold us out. They're not with us. The rank and file and all these alphabet agencies, they are not with us. And I'm telling you now, you're either going to die a coward or you're going to die like a man. But you're going to die. You can write this in blood. Folks, all the earmarks are there. The fingerprints of tyranny is all over everything that this government is doing. They're not going to back down because they sense that you're weak, you won't fight, and they're going to ram this thing through and subjugate you. I told y'all years ago when the hapless Greg Harper with two G's, maybe three now since he's papered up, he's probably bought another G in front of his name or in back or somewhere, Mr. Consonant himself. I told you then, those Republicans who were resigning because they had been promised keys to the kingdom and cash on the way out. If they would just undercut Donald J. Trump and abandon the field of battle when we had all three flanks covered and gave up control of the Congress to Democrats, control of the purse strings. And we're seeing that with the Ukrainian funding vote. They're just taking our money. The IMF has told America, the International Monetary Fund, hey, the present course of spending that you're on cannot be sustained with your GDP. Basically, the jig is up. But now, you don't have to believe me. Because like I said, I don't know how many more breaths I have, how many days I have left or whatever. But I got a feeling I'm going to be out of here before a lot of y'all. Y'all going to catch hell. You voted this evil in over you. And what you're going to find out, these people don't care. Life ain't nothing. Your life is really nothing to these people. But you're figured out. And you know what you're going to say? I should have listened to the strong man. We should have made America great again. And look at what's going on out here in these streets. You saw the videos over the weekend. And you know, I, your host, Radio Strongman, I get accused of putting black people down. Did you see these videos of us out here? Folks, I'm going to read a little bit of an article here from a gentleman who nails it. White Guy Bob, I call him. He did an article in the American Thinker. Kingfish, thank you, Kingfish, sent this to me because I was not aware of it. I hadn't seen it. But he did an article in American Thinker in which he was highlighting this incident, this story. And who was this? What's this gentleman? Oh, it was Andrea Widberg. It's a woman. A wheelchair-bound girl is beaten, and we need to talk about it. You know, these folks are always talking about we need to have a dialogue, a discussion, and we need to talk about this here. A recent video shows a disabled girl confined to a wheelchair being bullied at her middle school. She's taunted, struck, tossed around. Those watching and videotaping, giggling hysterically. It's horrible. Folks, it is hard to watch this video. This little girl in the wheelchair must be about 60, 70 pounds. Real frail, thin girl. So they're dragging her in the bathroom all around by her hair, bumping her head up against the face bowl. She's trying to get whatever balance she can by pulling herself up on the face bowl. They slam her head against it, slamming her around. She crawls over to her wheelchair, finally able to get in the wheelchair, and they pounced on her again. All us's now. All Black Lives Matter kids. Christians. Democrats. All Biden supporters. Parents Biden supporters. Because that's what they produce. Now, it shows a sociopath. No, those watching and videotaping were giggling. It's horrible. It shows a sociopathic behavior that is increasingly normalized in America, especially amongst blacks. This isn't because blacks are inherently sociopaths. It's because the Democrat Party has deliberately stolen from them the societal institutions that create decency. Did I not tell you that my purpose of throwing the hat in the ring was to show you that it is Democrats in particular, Democrats in general, Black Democrats in particular, who are destroying the Black community purposely. I want you to listen to Andrea. She nails it. Now, she makes an asterisk here. Note, I'm not saying that blacks are inherently criminal, sociopathic, stupid, or whatever other word a Democrat would put into my mouth. To say that, those negative traits, values, and behaviors are tied to skin color, well, that would be deeply evil and racist. However, the reality is that at two levels in the Black community, the underclasses and the academic classes in the Black community, pathologies reign supreme. Folks, I've been telling you that. I told you that the Derek Fleece Johnsons, the Benny Thompsons, the Black Caucus, these people are destroying the Black community. Democrats have stripped many Black Americans in these communities of their core humanity. You can't get an education. All you can get is public education, and the public schools refuse to educate you. And blacks run interference for the failing public school systems. And they run the failing public school systems. If they wanted to educate our own kids, we could do it. They're not interested in it. It is a plan. Oh, this is a good article here. Let me finish reading. However, the reality is that at two levels, blacks in America, let's start back up. Yeah, here it is. However, the reality is that at two levels in Black America, the underclasses and the academic classes, these pathologies reign supreme. Democrats have stripped many Black Americans in these communities of their core humanity and then weaponized them against other Americans and against America itself. Alvin Bragg, Fannie Willis, Judge Chukatan, Jack Smith. Oh, this woman nails it. Here's the video. Folks, you can go to AmericanThinker.com, or I'll send it to you if you don't have it. I was seething mad when I got done watching this video. This poor little baby, if I was this child's parents, I would come in. Dude. The Daily Mail reports that the 12-year-old who was attacked had been bullied for weeks, lives with a single mother, although her father is a part of her life, and that the school never bothered to let the parents know what was happening. I see a different story, which is several young girls utterly lacking in empathy. These are young Black girls. I keep telling you, our community is sick. And all I get is accused of putting Black folks down. You're going to get put down. I'm telling you, we're going toe-to-toe. That's what the next 12 months is all about. I ain't scared of you, and you ain't got to be scared of me. You just got to be willing to step up, defend this crap. That's why I keep saying, it's clear to me from a spiritual standpoint, these Negroes ain't got no juice. or they don't have any juice, however you want to say it. They ain't got nothing. Spiritually, they are bankrupt, vacuous. They are sociopaths, unconstrained by laws or morals, purposely so by black academics who make their big paychecks and do absolutely nothing to further the interests of the black community. All they do is further their own interests. We weren't always like this back when we were Negroes. Back when you had the Osceola McCarthy's and the old black woman farmer down there in Utica, Mississippi, who gave a quarter back in the 20s, 1920s or whatever it was, to help the school, feed the kids, take care of the kids. She didn't have no kids over there. But blacks now, all they want you to do is look at them. Look at me. I'm Supreme Court Justice now. I'm a black woman, black girl. And then making all these people are sick. We saw when a young woman repeatedly smashed Kaylee Gaines' head into the pavement down there in St. Louis. Her skull was smashed by a 25. Oh, and here's another one. Did you see the incident where the 15-year-old girl working at McDonald's, her skull was smashed by a 25-year-old black man? Young black girl doing one of those wild brawls that keep popping up on social media at the restaurants and on the streets. The girl's in there doing her job. This is a 25-year-old man. And these black men who call me putting black folks in, they won't stand up. That's why I call them these old estrogen-strewn so-called black men. They want to jump on me, Jason Whitlock, Candace Owens. Look at this mess you got. Brother, I'm telling you, I'm coming for you. I'm like Prime. I'm coming. Our number, 601-879-0002. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back, and it's Monday. Glad to be here. Also, I want to remind you, the AC doctor, you may not need AC, you might need some heat. It's been cold here the last 24 hours here in old SIP. But the AC doctor stands at the ready to help you with all your HVAC concerns, problems, or issues. Give them a call, 601-706-4551. They do good work, folks. You'll be satisfied because your comfort is their concern. Also online, acdr.com. The DR stands for doctor. Go to www.acdr.com. Schedule your appointment. And they're foremost authority on geothermal here in Central Mississippi, in my estimation. So I commend them to you highly. All right. Again, that number is 601-706-4551. Oh, just before I get to Mobile Bob, let me just, this lady here, I mean, she wrote such a good article here. Oops, let me. Sorry about that. The bottom line is, and she makes a good point here on this next one. Here it is. Most recently, Democrats began legalizing marijuana all across the country. And then she says, I don't care how much you try to tell me marijuana is innocuous. It's not. At best, it merely destroys ambition and initiative. And that's the last thing some of you folks need. Donut head and people like that, their ambition is already in the toilet. And a joint will have them sitting on their butt. Well, they're already doing that. At best, it merely destroys ambition and initiative. At worst, it unlocks psychopathic behavior, which I have no doubt includes the sociopathy I mentioned at the start of this article. The black community is awash with marijuana by design. As for blacks at the other end of the economic scale, the ones who went to college, they are no better. Whether it's Joy, Reed, the clown-looking woman, Stacey Abrams, the black woman who will go down in history as the woman who sold all of America, and particularly black America, back into slavery. Sheila Jackson Lee, a Virginia University of Virginia law grad, Princeton undergrad, and dumb as a damn brick. You know she DEI affirmative action with her big bell pepper nose. Anyway, Letitia James, Fannie Willis, Ibram X. Kendi, or the 8 black members of the House of Representatives who introduced the bill begging for Trump's assassination. They have been indoctrinated into narcissistic malignancy in the Democrat-run institutions. They won't commit the violence themselves, though instead they will pave the way for the underclasses to do it for them. You see what the Democrat Party has done? You don't want to be in a large group of black folks if you can avoid it, especially young ones, because there's too much of a chance that something's going to jump off. And it's by design. A couple years ago, we were talking about food deserts, no stores and grocery stores. Now, it's by design. We're running off all the businesses ourselves. You don't hear the media complaining about there won't be any stores left for you people, because it's by design. And then those who are supposed to be the leaders in the community are making money off of it. Democrats have stripped too many blacks of their humanity, are turning them into the military arm of the Democrat Party. Whether foot soldiers or junior officers, this is evil. Whether one looks at it from the point of view of America whites or the black community itself, we are on a path of destruction. This woman nails it. The Democrat Party, and this is why I keep telling black folks, we're going to be eradicated. We're going to be destroyed. And it's by design. When the Democrats get done working their dope boy magic, nobody in America, nobody on the planet would have any problems with a Cambodia-style elimination of black people. Because if you're trying to build a great society, do you need somebody running around there jumping on you while you're sitting out at the beach? Jumping on you as you riding the subway? And then everybody's got some kind of mental issue? I'm telling you, we allow these black women, and these black women allow themselves to get taken over by some straight-up devils. These are the white devils Elijah Muhammad talked about, the Democrat Party. They are pure evil. I stand on that. You can ask me this on the campaign trail. It's going to be the same message. I ain't backing down. Our number, 601, it's 879-0002, brought to you by Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter. Complete's number is 601-326-2755. Mobile Bob. Hey, man.
Of course, their ultimate goal is, of course, to enslave all of humanity.
Absolutely. and of course, you got some people out there who want to be enslaved. They feel, yes. It's kind of like the woman who's getting the abuse. She's got a black eye from her husband. Oh, that's just a passion mark. He's just so crazy about me. Yeah, you crazy for staying with him, too. Idiots.
Yeah, you can't have anybody more whipped than have them making excuses for you abusing them. that's about as whipped as you can get, isn't it?
That's black Democrats for you. Your average one.
Yeah, not to mention the videos of all the black guys just punching random white women in the face. There's plenty of those videos out there, too, while white supremacy is the biggest problem they're facing the country. Once again, because we get sold out by the Uni Party.
Yeah, I was going to get to old Mike Johnson.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No. Here's my observation, and I stand 10 toes down on this here. People are being blackmailed up there in D.C., but they're being blackmailed because they really did the crap. Number two, Mike Johnson, they don't care whether he comes or goes. The next person is going to be under the same pressure. So at the end of the day, think about it. Even though the Republicans were able to throw Kevin McCarthy out on his face, the Democrats and the Uniparty still get everything they want every time. So,
Trump slows it down, and that's why they can't stand him.
Yeah, well, he slowed it down, but in terms of getting the money that they want, they don't care about anything else. You know, just, they couldn't get bipartisan support when it came to securing America's border. But when it comes to, stealing all the money, all these other countries they gave the money to, they get no strings attached money. Any money that comes to the American people, oh, we got to match it. We got to hold our mouth right. We got to bow down and kiss the ring and all that. I'm just telling you, to me, it's time to get them. It's just time to get them. Whatever the price, we got to pay it.
And the way they rubbed your nose in it, Johnson, afterwards, chanting Ukraine with Ukraine flags all over it, staging that crap, cheering to just rent, just like you say, just no strength test, giving away $60 billion of American money just willy-nilly, and that's what they're cheering on. We're sticking it to Putin. Really? Really? Where's this money going to go? What's the allocation? How many weapons are they going to buy? How much ammo? What's the allocation of the money?
Right.
We don't care. It's just going.
It's just, yeah.
Oh.
And we never see any plan for it. I mean, you know. Now, if we want a water system for our community, we got to lay out song and verse, what we're doing, and all this other stuff. These people just get money. They ain't got to do nothing. And somebody was showing a video of the nightlife there in Ukraine. Man, these people, I mean, they act like it's Friday night in Flowood, man. Everybody out eating, parking lot's full. This is crap, but, you know.
It's total crap. And it just gets more disgusting when you realize how Trump had to just fight tooth and nail for any nickel he got to build a wall of secure American borders.
Mm-hmm.
And how many of his own party fought him on it. But Ukraine, yeah, there's no problem. We'll just cheer him on. Ukraine, it's a cult. This is turning into an absolute cult with these people. Ukraine is some kind of religion for them now. Some god they have to appease.
Well, what I'm afraid of is that these people are getting so bold with their ability to get away with the stuff that they're doing.
Yeah.
And hence the waving of the Ukrainian flag. And every time they get the Mike Johnsons of the world to compromise, they never miss the opportunity, as you point out, to rub their nose in it. This is what I can say about our congressman, Michael Guest. Oh, they're going to get around to old Hitler Youth wearing Michael Guest hairstyle wearing. It's just a matter of time. This is what the Democrats do. This is what Satan does. You know, he didn't have nothing else for Eve after she got put out that garden, after she got put out on the street. And the same thing going to happen to these yahoos. They don't learn, but they're just so grasping. They're so greedy. They're so selfish.
Yeah, they just rub their nose in it and rub Mike Johnson's nose in it and rub Marjorie Taylor Greene's nose in it. Yeah, we know. We don't care what you want. We got what we want, and your God gave it to us. That's how we roll. That's what they get to say.
But
Trump couldn't get a wall.
Yeah. Now again, nobody's looking out for America. This is why I keep telling the American people, look, you might as well gird your loins and get ready to fight and possibly fight to the death, either your death or the death of the person you're fighting. These people are dead serious about the evil that they intend to engage in perpetuity. And the only thing that's going to stop them is some good men with some desire to remain free. Anybody else?
You know.
And I mean, think about Mike Johnson. He started out a good Christian guy.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he turned out to be a Jeff Sessions Christian. When I coined that phrase, a Jeff Sessions Christian, everybody thinks they got all this strong Christian conviction. These people put pressure on you, dog, unto death.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do. I'm hoping that they're threatening his children or something, which forces him to do this. So at least that'll make some sense to me. Oh, one more thing before I go. You said you might not be here. As rapidly as these people are destroying this country, I think you may have a lot of years suffering with the rest of
it. Yep. All right, brother. We appreciate it. Let's take a quick break. All right, folks, we're back, and it is Monday. We're glad to be here. I want to remind you, our good friends over at Corking Door. Folks, I'm telling you, do not neglect or overlook the fact that garage door technology has advanced so much in the last 50 years, and one company that's kept up with it has been Corking Door. You can check them out online, Corking Door, C-O-R-K-E-R-N, door.com. They're located in Jackson on Highway 18. Sissy and Chris can give you all the new insights on what's going on with Garage Door. I'm telling you, they can enhance the beauty of your garage just by not being like all the other garage doors in your neighborhood. That's right. Like I said, I saw this garage door. It had all the glass panels on one side, which I thought that's pretty cool. It was eye-catching. And then they had pretty colors on it, and you can get it with the stained wood trim, or there's just so much you can do with the garage door, and the garage door can lead to greater usability of your garage. So again, check out the professionals at Corking Door, and they also do residential and commercial doors. So if you need a commercial door, they can do that also. Corking Door, corkingdoor.com. The number over there, 601-922-3667, or online, corkingdoor.com. All right, folks, appreciate Mobile Bob bringing it up about Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. He'll be in Jackson, I think, on next Thursday, or this Thursday. That's right, the 24th. No, 25th at Jackson Prep, I believe it is. He's going to be there speaking for about an hour. But here's the deal, folks. This government is bringing pressure on people. I believe everybody is being blackmailed by the intelligence agencies. My observation has been this here, that the three or four previous presidents, with the exception of Donald J. Trump, the only man who really loved this country and had the integrity to sit in there amongst all the power that that office well, and did not abuse it. I bet you'll abuse it the next time. Get even. I would. Heck with that. But anyway, all the Clinton appointees, all the Bush appointees, all the Obama appointees, they are working on behalf of this evil cabal that's bringing this country down. All the Joint Chiefs of Staff, these were people that were promoted by Bush, Clinton, and Obama down through the years. This wholesale invasion of our border would not happen without the military being involved, turning the other head. So, be honest with you, I'm not buying this old, well, the rank and file folks are good folks. Well, I'm waiting to see. The jury is still out as far as I'm concerned. I don't trust nobody. You're all suspect. But now in the case of Mike Johnson, it doesn't make a difference if they replace Mike Johnson. The next person will be compromised also. What I have learned, just like they won't let Chris McDaniels advance in this state on a political, because they know Chris is going to do what he says he's going to do. Somebody who's sketchy, dusty, like Chokwe and Benny and all those folks will be there forever. Because they've proven themselves, the grimy mics of the world, they've proven themselves. They've proven that they can be compromised, that they do have a price. And so Mike Johnson was taken up to the mountaintop, and he was given a choice. What is it, what the Mexican drug guy say? Herberta, the silver or the bullet, whichever the phrase they use. And this is why I keep saying Mike Johnson turned out to be a Jeff Sessions Christian. He wasn't willing to pay the price because it costs something to follow Christ. Oh, religion is a sport. It's a sport. You got people play it just like Deion played, just like LeBron plays. It's a sport. And you just hope you can navigate around until you get your 6 feet of dirt on your chest and, you know, you don't have to worry about anything anymore. You just hope you never get that challenge. Mike Johnson got it. Jeff Sessions got it. I'm going to tell you when you come to me, Hall. I'm going to tell you what you're going to get. And that's the reason why I ain't got promoted. Ain't nobody going to promote me. And I understand. I ain't even mad at y'all. Because I'm not doing what I do for exhibitionism. I honestly believe it. And I'm going to pay the price. This is what I was saying about Congressman Thompson, head of Homeland Security. He can get every keystroke, every picture, everything I've ever done. I don't care. You can give it to Chokwe. You can put it on WLBT, APT. I'll give you 2 hours. You can come over here and put it on my show and tell everything you know about me. I don't care. I did it. So, and what? Oh, you ain't embarrassed? It wasn't my finest moment. Well, some of them were, but it wasn't my finest moment, but it is what it is. You're not going to hold me hostage with that. We dealing with the right now. You deal with me now. You can bring this stuff up. You can sway others. They can call me out my name and everything else. I'm good. Our number is 601 is 879-0002. Mike Johnson, the Jeff Sessions Christian, folded like a lawn chair. We got nothing. The NGOs that are allowing the people to come into this country, they got billions and billions of dollars routed to them through their funding for Ukraine and for Israel. Country's gone, dog. Let's go to Dixon, the holy man. What's up, my friend?
Mr. Wade, how you doing today?
All is well. What's up?
Look, I'm hearing you and everybody in Mobile, Bob. It's good to hear. But like I've told you in private for years, you do not get in power in Washington, D.C., or anywhere else that has any meaningful positions of power with clean hands.
Yeah, that's right.
Who was that that had a son not too long ago they arrested, supposedly for throwing something off of a balcony on a police officer?
That would be Grimy Mike.
Michael Gibbs. Okay. Now, that's what you heard about. God knows what has gone on that these people have kept out of the public eye. Like I'm saying, like you hit it. When you said Mike Johnson went up there, he was all right until he got corrupt. He was all right because they knew they had something on him, and he thought he could slide and slither his way through. As long as we, the voters, don't know, they're going to continue to do this. Have you ever wondered why somebody, you remember when I was in favor of Dr. Benjamin Carson running for president, and you were throwing rocks at me? You know why a lot of folk didn't like Ben Carson? Ben Carson was clean. He didn't have anything on him, nothing that they could use to manipulate him. And until we get to that point where we start seeing those people who we choose supposedly to represent us have feet of clay. Don't get me wrong, I'm not throwing rocks at people just to be throwing rocks at them, but I want us to understand, all of these people are compromised. That's the only, like you said earlier, and thank you for playing that guy last week that was talking about the gangs, because that's just what it is.
Right.
It's like being jumped into a gang. You've got to have dirt on you so you can't go around pointing the finger at somebody else.
There you go.
Look, man, you keep up the good work and be blessed.
Appreciate you, Dixon. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir.
Folks. All right, there we go. Folks, I'm just telling you, the country really is gone. And if the Democrats don't retain power, they're going to destroy the country. If they do retain power, they're going to destroy the country. And it's all because of you Jeff Sessions Christians out there. You won't recognize the evil for what... You're not going to be able to retain the stuff that you're trying to hold on to. It's not going to happen, Hoss. And as you notice, if you would take the time to notice, there is no level of failure, death, or destruction that these people can experience that will make them say, I don't want to do this anymore. They are committed to hell. This is why I keep saying, look, these churches, from what I can see, they don't have any power. They don't have any rebuttal. They don't have any rebuke. They don't have any bulwark against, they have it. They just they can't implement it because of the sin in their camp. Same way it is with Mike Johnson, same way it is with Kim Wade. But we all, and I told y'all before, the spotlight of freedom is going to shine on each and every one of us. And we're going to have to say at that time, are you going to deny Christ or are you going to stand with him? I'm telling you now, I would say 70-80% of y'all are going to fold like lawn chairs. I pray that I won't. I'm determined not to. Lord, if I go, just let me go on the group plan. I don't mind coming and going. Just let me go with a group of folks. Let's take a break. All right, the final few minutes of the first hour of the Kim Wade Show. I want to remind you, State Farm agent extraordinaire, my friend and agent, John Dorsa. John is still knocking them out of the ballpark over there on Highway 51 there in Ridgeland, right next to the McDonald's and Vinyl Plus. Give them a call for a quote on renter's, homeowner, or auto insurance. 601-790-2600. Easy number to remember, 790-2600, area code 601. I commend them to you highly. All right, folks, speaking of Speaker Johnson, I'm just telling you, folks, gird your loins. This is getting serious. And it is frustrating to see so many people willing to just destroy everything. It breaks my heart. But, you know, like everything else in life, you just got to roll. You got to deal with the reality of that these things are really happening. As my brother Jack would say, what you're seeing is what you're seeing. It really is happening. Our military is working against the interests of the country. It won't protect the country. Our leadership won't. Our congresspeople floss it and in our face that the money is going to everybody but us. There's always some reason why we can't get what we need, but everybody else get everything they want. But they don't even have to be here. They just got to show up, say we're on our way, have my money.
Boom goes the dynamite. You tuned in. It's the second hour of the most incendiary show on the radio, your daily dose of reality radio. I feel like we did a pretty good job kind of punching in the face with reality in hour one. I think we did a pretty good job. People say, Clay, you can't do national. All you do is talk about Jackson. I don't think we've talked about Jackson one time in the last 2 days outside of this little comment right here. Sometimes Jackson is rich for content. Sometimes the rest of the country and the world are rich for content. I remember one time, and we got a great caller on hold. We're going to get to him in just a second. I remember right at the beginning of the Ukraine war, a guy I used to work with claimed to be a big conservative. He was all pro-Ukraine war, and I was like, this don't add up to me. He said, why don't you just stick to talking about Jackson? He has since deleted me from social media. Because I was right and he was wrong. But I got friends. I don't care. I don't care if your mama's over there fighting for Ukraine right now. She's an idiot. Period. You can still look at this through any lens, especially so-called conservatives. You can still look through this through any lens and think that we need to be over there in Ukraine. You need to take your butt over there. Walk it like you talk it. Take your butt over there and fight for Ukraine. If you bought that life, if that's the war you think we need to be fighting. If you're older and you got kids that are old enough to fight in age, sign them up. Send them over. Otherwise, shut the hell up. Been doing the show almost 800 episodes over 3 years. I ain't been wrong too many times. We talk about the right side of history. I catch myself on the right side of history a lot. And history's happening fast around here. It don't take too long to figure out, was I on the right side or not? Right on the vaccine, right on the COVID, right on Joe Biden, right on January 6th, right on Ukraine, right on the border. I'm gonna be right about Trump. Already booking my plans for January 20th, 2025, to be in D.C. You know, I bought those new Trump shoes. I'm going to be rocking those. Let's go to Joe on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, brother, you on there?
Hey, Clay. Just wanted to hit on something you just said in the last of the last hour when you were talking about, you know, Israel and the Jews, and it looks like it's a Nazi replay.
Mm-hmm.
And, because it's just, I've been amazed as I've watched the news, like within the last week, with these, quote, Palestinian protesters, which we know some are Palestinian immigrants, but some of them are also leftists, just plain old white American leftists, you know, hollering from the river to the sea. Not even understanding they're talking about the annihilation of the Jewish state. And now you've got Jewish people. You know, it's one thing to be against, say, the Jewish policy against, or the Israeli policy against Gaza, but when people, Jewish people, just innocent Jewish people walking down the sidewalk with one of those, I forgot what you call it, the little caps on put on the back of their head.
Yeah, I don't know the name of them.
I don't either, but I mean, it identifies them as Jewish. Now we're in fear of their lives. You've got college campuses saying, okay, Jewish students need to go to school from home. You know, like you're not allowed at school. Or police are telling Jewish people who are walking past these protests, I can't help you here. You know, it's not safe for you to be here. They're telling Jewish people on college campuses, it's not safe for you to be here. I mean, and the only crime they've committed is being Jewish. And it does, it strikes a huge similarity to what happened in the Holocaust. You know, and the hypocrisy in it all that just absolutely blows my mind is the left is calling Trump a Nazi they're calling, you know, right wing, you know, conservatives, oh, you're Nazis, you're racist, you're, you know, all this other stuff. When we see the left displaying this, you know, you see the left saying, well, you know, criticizing Trump and say, well, you know, he's a dictator. Trump's a dictator. You know, he's going to go against the press. You know, he's not for free press, and he's a racist. And they're displaying everything that they're criticizing the others for.
You know,
I mean, the hypocrisy just slaps you in the face.
I hear you and Jameson talk about this every now and then, the 100-year plan of the Marxist. And I'm really, really starting to see it come into focus now with how they know they're wrong. They know they're telling lies. For example, they made E. Jean Carroll one of the top 10 most influential people of the year, Time Magazine did. They pushed the Russian agenda. They push all these wild lies. And they're playing this plan that if they're just all on board, in 50 years, we're going to look back at the newspaper headlines, at the clippings, at the magazines, at whatever the online database is. And they're going to have erased everybody else with a dissenting opinion. And they're just going to say, COVID was, in fact, the most deadliest pandemic ever. Joe Biden was the hero that saved us from that. Oh, my God. January 6th was an insurrection. Remember when Kamala got up there on 60 Minutes or whatever it was, or on the second anniversary of it, I'm sorry, and called it, maybe it was the first anniversary, whatever, and compared it to being as bad or worse than Pearl Harbor and 9/11. That's the history they're trying to write now. And they don't care what all of us think about it. They'll just call us crazy in 30, 40 years from now. They're not worried about what we think about it. They're trying to paint us as terrorists and communists and everything that they, in fact, are. It's a 100-year plan. I guess that's my point.
Well, exactly. When was the book 1984 was written? Wasn't it 1939, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah. Orson Welles.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that.
H.G. Wells. You know, the book 1984, we're living it right now. We're living 1984 in 2024. He kind of predicted a little bit too early. But what's one of the first quotes in the movie 1984 is those who control the present control the past. You know, they rewrite the past, I guess is probably the better way of saying it. They control the present. They control the schools. They control the history books, and they can rewrite history in their favor. And, you know, that's the thing is these young people, like you're on these college campuses, they don't know anything about Israel's past or Palestine's past. You know, they don't understand. I mean, they think just like the Palestinians and these young people, I don't know if you've seen the videos of the Palestinian kids, and they're like these men on the street interviews. And these Palestinians, they come out and they absolutely hate Israel with a passion. You know, they're asking these young people, and they're taught that Israel are occupiers and they stole the land, and they just need to be wiped off the face of the earth. You know, and that's being programmed into them at these Palestinian schools. That's been their program for hate. And it's kind of like what you just said, 1984. They've rewrote the history books in Palestine to make Israel the aggressor other than the real story. And even here in America, you know, the real story behind the creation of the Jewish state's not being told. You know, that might be a good thing to cover on the show a little bit is how Israel became Israel and how the Palestinians became the Palestinians.
That's a good point
because
there.
It's just not being told.
No, they're telling one side of history to paint the picture that they want to paint. And that picture is very anti-everything that we've spent the last 300 years building this country up to being. Great call, brother. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Always dropping some great knowledge there. Let's go to another call here on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on the air.
Good morning, Clay. How are you?
Hey, Sylvie. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. I just wanted to say that I agree 100% with what Joe was saying. And I agree that you might want to do that type of program. That would be really interesting. And a lot of our folks that are out there probably don't know. And Palestine, from what I understand, is really not a nation, but it's an they occupy the area, but I might be wrong on that. So don't quote me, folks, and if I've messed up, somebody out there will correct me. But anyway, what I wanted to share this morning is that when you watch the stuff that's on TV and you see these people that are anti-Semitic, they seem to forget what Scripture has to say. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. The Lord had said to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on the earth will be blessed through you. And folks who are anti-Semitic, you need to remember God's word is true. He said those who bless Israel, he will bless them. Those are his chosen people. They are the people that the word of God is talking about in the Bible. And he also said in the King James, it says, curse those who curse you. And I just want to remind folks that we really do need to be praying for Israel and ask the Lord to really work overseas and protect them. And I wish that Israel would just bomb the stuffings out of Iran. I mean, just wipe them off the face of the earth. They need to be happy that I'm not in control, because if I were in control, that's exactly what I would do. Talk about having World War III. Iran would not even be in existence any longer if I were in control. And that's all I wanted to say. And good morning again. Talk to you later.
Bye. Thank you, Miss Sylvia. My opinion is this. Let them, if one of them wants to blow the other up, let them, they need to fight that out. We need to stay out of it. I don't think we need to be over there fighting for Israel, freeing Palestine. You need to let them go at it, and the last man standing wins. And that's an unpopular opinion in America, actually letting people settle their own disputes. It's like if Russia's got enough muscle to take Ukraine, so be it. You know, we got enough muscle to take Canada, so be it. Maple syrup will now be an American export, not an import. Anyway. I do not think we need to be getting involved in these things. That is my personal opinion. While we have all of our problems at home, we seem more hyper-focused on what's going on in other parts of the world. Maybe you could sell me on all this on another day of the week when our border's secure. We're not shoving DEI, CRT, and LGBTQ on students in schools. When all of our problems are somewhat, you're never going to solve all the world's problems, all the country's problems. There's always going to be problems. But some of the blaring issues that we have, when our Democrat cities are absolute Democrat death traps, you know, we can get a crime. You know, we've got some Hamas-like gangs in America. In these cities like Jackson, Mississippi, New Orleans, Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Memphis, Tennessee. Until we can get those areas under control, our border under control, I don't think we got any business telling Palestine to leave Israel alone, telling Israel, you've done enough. You've gotten your revenge. Then let them sort it out. I talked about this yesterday. Israel is a monster of a country compared to Palestine. Palestine is the equivalent of Mississippi and Nevada. I'm just picking two random states, deciding to wage war with the rest of the country. And the rest of America needing financial aid from some other country to defeat us. You'll never convince me otherwise. I have eyes. Don't tell me, don't believe my lying eyes. Let them sort it out. Let's take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show. on 103.9 FM WYAB. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by my friends over at Reliable Rental Equipment. Go see Reddy, Teddy McRaney, and the whole crew. I got to run into Teddy this weekend, getting things rolling over there as the new sales manager there at Reliable Rental Equipment. Guys, are you a contractor? Need to rent some equipment? Get in touch with Teddy. Man, they love dealing with contractors. You'll get customer service like you have not been getting before. You're just an individual out there, DIY warriors. You need a tool for the weekend. They got you covered. Need a zero-turn mower? That's right, they got zero-turn mowers. They got every imaginable backhoe, track hoe, bulldozer. I butchered that. Backhoe, track hoe, bulldozer, lifts. All different forms of lifts. You need a Taylor diesel powered generator with lighting for, well, obviously, to make things lit up. I'm on a roll this morning. You know what I'm talking about. You're working outside. You need lights to make it happen. You don't have electricity. They got the Taylor powered, diesel powered lights for your job. They got it all. Get in touch with them today. There's always a rollback dumpster special going on. They're located right there at Meadowbrook Road and on the corner of Meadowbrook and North State in Jackson, Mississippi. That's Reliable Rental Equipment. You can check them out online, reliablerentalequipment.com. See my boy, Reddy, Teddy McRaney. You're on a job site. You need him to come out to see what you're doing. Talk to him there in person. He will do that. He'll jump right in the truck. He'll come see you. You ain't got to go there if you don't need to. So contractors, they're going to be respectful of your time. You're going to be on a first-name basis with your guy. You're going to have Teddy's cell phone number, and he's going to do right by you. That's Reliable Rental Equipment. All right. We have really been punching above our traditional weight here on the show today. I do enjoy doing this every now and then. Hey, look, I'm always going to be the first to tell you, I don't look at this Israel-Palestine stuff from the two-state perspective, from any of that. I look at it through the lens of America first. So for me, it's not my problem. I don't see how it becomes my problem, ever. I don't see how them two fighting it out, letting the best man win, in reality, ever becomes my problem, or should be. And by my, I mean our problem. You know, we've been brainwashed for the better part of our lives to hear about our allies, our Middle Eastern allies. Well, are they our allies, or are we their allies? I just don't believe nothing anymore. And the less I believe stuff, it feels like the more right I am. It's just like it's all crumbling down around them. We're all seeing it. This Ukraine thing really woke a lot of people up. We just sent $60 billion to Ukraine, and nobody can say in any way how that $60 billion is supposed to help them beat the Russians. It's just let me make this in simpler terms. It's a boat. Ukraine is a boat. You throw money at it, and it's still a boat that you just threw money at. If you owned a boat, you know what I'm talking about. You're trying to fix a sinking boat with money. Ukraine is a sinking boat. Ukraine is the Titanic after the iceberg. We just keep sending money over there. We're not actually even sending it over there. We're sending it here to the American military industrial complex, and they're sending them weapons. They don't even have a military. Tucker did a great show last night. I did not get to listen to it all, but inevitably, what's going on in Ukraine is a war against Christianity. You need to go check out Tucker's show last night. But it's very black-pilled. Let's go back.
Let's go back to Free Palestine nut jobs, the modern day Nazis. Have y'all seen this video of the girl? I guess it's a girl. I mean, I don't want to assume its gender. It sounds feminine, whatever it is. Harassing Alec Baldwin. Begging Alec. Just say it one time. Just say it one time. Say Free Palestine, Alec. I'm just going to play a smidgen of this because it does get very cussy, and I haven't found the edited version. This couldn't happen to a better person, could it? Alec Baldwin? Let's just play it for just a second here. I mean, they're forcing people who have nothing to do with this to bend the knee. This is just like BLM. In 2020, Free Palestine is the new BLM. It's the new Kony 2012. Y'all remember that? It's the new resist. Here we go.
Alec, can you please say Free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec? No jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin. Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say Free Palestine one time.
I mean, just over and over and over, and I think that's about where the custom starts, so we're going to skip out on that. It's 51 seconds long. Alec eventually channels his inner Wayne Brady and smacks that phone out of her hand. You know, if I'm Alec Baldwin, and I got the history of being a killer, I'm just going to say, you going to make Alec Baldwin kill a witch again? Again? Is Alec Baldwin about to have to kill a witch again? I love it. I mean, I ain't got no dog in this race. I hate Alec Baldwin. I hate the Free Palestine nut jobs. This ain't got nothing to do with the Palestinian people, by the way. This is just their representation here in America. Are a bunch of nut job, left wing, fatherless trolls. So they ran out of BLM to fight for. So now it's Free Palestine. These are the same people, I bet you $100, that this person harassing Alec Baldwin right now also attends pro-abortion, pro-baby-killing rallies. They're all the same people. It's the same stuff. If you ever pay attention to those pro-baby-murdering rallies, it's always a bunch of middle-aged gay men and LGBTQ women. I don't understand what abortion rights are they fighting for? What? They've opted out. They've left the chat. Why are they fighting for abortion rights? Guns and Gear text line 769-241-1944. I have not been reading y'all's text this morning. I do apologize. Amy says, the ones chanting Free Palestine are the exact same ones who support vaccines and trust the government. These are brainwashed sheep. Yep, Amy, they are also the same ones constantly chanting BLM. I listening to this took me back to the summer of 2020 when they were basically holding people at gunpoint saying, say it. Say it. Say Black Lives Matter. And every time, I'd be like, to who? To who do they matter to? Not to y'all. Not to y'all. You better get somebody to say it that don't live in Jackson, Mississippi. Because they don't matter to y'all here. They only mattered when some unfortunate white cop got hung up in one of them being climate changed. Free Palestine thing, it's even more ridiculous. It's a country on the other side of the world. Nobody here can do anything that affects Palestine. Y'all voted for Joe Biden. Y'all did that. Y'all go figure that out with Joe Biden. I mean, I love that Alec Baldwin's getting harassed. Alec Baldwin's a Trump-hating, Trump derangement syndrome, woman-killing, a-hole. I have no sympathy for Alec Baldwin. I was watching Ghost of Mississippi Sunday morning after interviewing Jerry and all that stuff. I just wanted to go back and watch it again. I like it a little bit less now because Alec Baldwin is in it. It was a better movie in the 90s before I understood that Alec Baldwin was a communist. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, the Clay Edwards Show, Burgers, Blues, Barbecue, pick of the day. Not a burger today. Today, it is the Nashville Hot Smoked Wings. Of course, they have lemon pepper, barbecue, mild, hot, and honey barbecue as well. I lean towards the Nashville Hot. It is a hard sauce to get right, and they, in fact, get it right. It's not really a sauce. It's more so kind of a rub. I don't know. Hard to explain if you've never had it. I recommend it if you like spicy food. Get over there. Try the Flowood location today. It's open right now for breakfast. They're serving breakfast every day, 6:30 to 10:30. And they've even got what I call like a reverse happy hour. They've got an early morning happy hour for people that work the third shift, want to get off, have a mimosa, a Bloody Mary. Maybe you want a draft beer. They got them all available at a discounted rate every Monday through Saturday morning, 6:30 to 10:30. And of course, they're open for lunch and dinner. Try one of their award-winning burgers. Go enjoy the nice weather out there on that patio. It's located in Flowood, right there in front of Dick's Sporting Goods at Dogwood Shopping Center. It's literally in the same building as Chipotle, if that makes it easier for you to realize exactly where it's at there. Right on 25, as soon as you turn in, boom, on the right. Burgers, Blues, Barbecue. Check them out online, burgersblues.com. The Blue Plate Special today at the Flowood, and all three locations for that matter, is fried pork chops, hamburger steak with the sides of sweet potato casserole, lima beans, and mashed potatoes. Burgersblues.com. All right. We've been all gas, no breaks this morning. Let's see here if we can find something maybe a little less. See if we got something just a little less incendiary to talk about. How about good guys win again? I got a couple things we can hit here. Good guys win again. We've been black pilling it all morning. Let's red pill it just a little bit. They've got to go to Arizona for it, but there is a little bit of right left in this country. Breaking, this is from yesterday. This is on Colin Ruggs' Twitter. Great follow, by the way, if you got an X account. Colin Ruggs, C-O-L-L-I-N-R-U-G-G. Now, if you're a Democrat, you probably ain't going to like him. But if you like fair and balanced news, you know, balls and strikes, he reports good stuff. Breaking, judge in the Arizona rancher case where 75-year-old George Allen Kelly was accused of shooting an illegal alien, immigrant, whatever, on his property, has declared a mistrial. Kelly was initially charged with second-degree murder. The announcement from the judge comes after the jury was unable to reach a verdict. Kelly was accused of shooting and killing Gabrielle Kuhn on his land, who entered into the country illegally multiple times in January of 23. Long story short, this is simply not somebody who's looking for the American dream. There's no evidence that this person is here for those kind of benign purposes, Kelly's defense attorney said during closing arguments. Quote, and we bring that up not you know, to be judgmental about Gabriel or not to have compassion for him. But when people are involved in a criminal lifestyle, it's dangerous. It's more inherently dangerous than simply being a migrant who's coming here. So it's relevant for that reason. Basically, what he has said was, Gabriel, effed around, found out. And this good God-fearing 75-year-old rancher who was just trying to protect himself, his family, and his land, peeled that cap back. And there shouldn't be any consequences or repercussions. No different. I don't give a crap. If I got 1,000 acres and you illegally step foot over that barbed wire fence onto that property, you might as well be breaking into my bedroom. Period. It is all an extension of my home. I'm sure Arizona is a castle doctrine state, or whatever they call it there. And he found out. He didn't just find out. He effed around and found out. So there is some sanity left out there. You just got to find it. So there's that. Hashtag good guys win again. Let's go to crazy land. Let's go to crazy town for a minute here. We hadn't talked about election denier Stacey Abrams in a while. Known election denier and racist Stacey Abrams came out yesterday. Let's see here. Today's 23rd. So this was yesterday. This is when this clip surfaced anyway. It may be a couple days old. Again, I want to make sure I'm clear here. Election denier. 2016 election denier. Georgia gubernatorial election denier. Stacey Abrams. The same lady who helped steal Georgia, allegedly, for Joe Biden in 2020. She says that the attack on diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, is an attack on democracy. Let's listen to Stacey in her own words. And just so you can paint a mental picture here, she's being interviewed by the venerable Al Sharpton.
We have to remember that every victory, built into every victory, are the seeds of defeat. But also built into every defeat are the seeds of victory. We have seen victory, but we cannot rest on that victory and think that it is impermeable and impervious to harm. What we know is that the attack on diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, is an attack on democracy. It's an attack on education. It's an attack on how our economy works. Because what Reverend Warnock and John Ossoff, what Senator Ossoff and Senator Warnock represent are pathways to the American dream. They are proof points. And those proof points scare those who want this world to be more narrow and more restrictive. And so we have to recognize that our opportunity to hold to those successes requires our constant attention, our constant tending. You know, voting is not magic. Voting is medicine. But it also means that it's a constant engagement, that we can't have a moment of success. We have to keep working constantly at moving ourselves forward. We have to.
Again, welcome to Crazy Town. Here's some of the notes I put under here. First off, it's not an attack on democracy. They have made up a new version of democracy that they swear is constantly under attack, when in fact, they are the ones that are attacking democracy. Democracy doesn't die in darkness. It dies with Democrats. Death by Democrat. The irony. You know, people are tired of having to listen to this Marxist propaganda. You know, they say, I'm fed up with it. They constantly are attacking male straight Christians. They don't take conservative women serious. They think conservative women are just handmaids. That really tells you all you need to know about Democrats, right? they watch an Amazon series, The Handmaid's Tale. None of them had ever heard of a handmaid before. Whew, that's what Donald Trump is trying to make all women. That's what Republican men do to their wives. They're just mad the whole time that nobody wants to make them a wife. Have y'all seen Stacey Abrams? Here is Dr. Phil with a scathing opinion on diversity, equity, and inclusion. For some reason, I'm having to reload the page when I pull it up here. Well, we may not get Dr. Phil's opinion today. For some reason, the link ain't working. Oh, well. Yeah, you can find that. Dr. Bill claims that DEI is a $9 billion grift. Let's take a break, come back, land the plane for the day. Been a fun show. Been a fun show. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, I'm just sitting here as we land the plane for the day, as I like to say. Watching something on Twitter here. KWAM News Radio up in Memphis on Twitter. Great follow, by the way. They're kind of the WYAB of Memphis. KWAM News Radio, 990 AM Memphis. I know that's a mouthful there. There was a mass shooting in Memphis over the weekend, and now Memphis leaders have channeled their inner Jackson idiots, city council, mayor, and they said, we just need more basketball courts. That'll fix this. The mass shooting happened on a basketball court. We need more basketball courts. Hey, you know what? I may agree. Addition by subtraction. I hate that an entire community thinks that basketball is the only thing that keeps them from becoming mass murdering gang members. So it's just me and that basketball. How about a book? Well, could I introduce you to a book? How about church? I mean, I just don't know that the basketball is like the one thing that's going to keep you from becoming a stark raving mad murderer. I mean, I understand playing sports. I'm not knocking that. By all means, play basketball, football, baseball, whatever, box, pickleball, whatever, foosball. I just find it comical that these politicians just think, man, if we can just get one more basketball court, that'll help get this murder rate down. That'll keep these kids occupied. This murder problem in this young black demographic in these cities ain't because these kids are bored and they ain't got nothing to do. It ain't because they don't have a bowling alley or a Topgolf. It's because they were raised in a home without any real parents. They've just been thrown out to the streets at 10, 12, 13 years old. Shoot, some of them 3, 4, 5-year-olds looking up to 10-year-olds like they're the OGs. We ain't no one basketball court away from anything. Fixing anything in these Democrat cities. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I will see you tomorrow.